Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. All right, so welcome. Thank you for coming back and checking in with Dave and I. And we are just thrilled to get this first episode started, actually.
This is officially the first episode.
Like, I know.
Complete episode.
So
no pressure.
No pressure.
The trailer was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And we thank you all for those who have already checked it out. We are very thrilled to see that we have 17 views
listens.
So far. Listens, I should say. Yeah, 17 listens. Yeah, because you can't see us, can you? So 17 listens, and that would be all across the world, actually. A bunch in Canada. 14 in Canada. We have
one in the great United States of America.
And we have one in Poland and also the Philippines.
Which is crazy.
That's amazing. So, and it's been barely a week that we've been up and going for just the trailer. So we're just excited. This is great that we're able to have this opportunity, and the fact that you're listening is a thrill for us. Like, that somebody cares enough to take a few minutes of their day, 30 minutes or whatever, and just spend some time with us. So even though we can't see you, we do appreciate you.
Yeah. So you told your boss about the podcast. So you come in your boss's office. What happens?
And so I sit down and I'm like, okay, you know how we're doing our Upcycle Canada business? And he's like, yes. He's like, I said, well, we started a podcast. I said, you have to listen to this. He's like, oh, he got his pen and paper ready, like ready to write down the address, what he needed to know, how to find it. And so he seriously was sat there and listened to
it with me.
So and then like a few days went by over the weekend, and I come in on Monday, and he's like, so did you do another one? Like, did you do a next episode? So, yeah. So here, this is it. We're on our next episode.
I love that. Your company is great. They really support you, and they are wonderful to you. So it's nice to see them excited about something non-work related.
Exactly.
In that building. So
that they care enough even to ask. Like,
it's not
one-sided, me always telling them. They actually ask me how things are going. So I have to say, I personally probably didn't know much about podcasts either.
That's interesting.
Which, because I watching you and then hearing you say, you know, what you're doing at night, listening to these things, it got me started on it. And then, you know, it started to, there's so many things out there to teach you. So we thought, you know what a great idea to do that now for what we do and help people in the things that we're doing.
But I listen to, like, I'll binge a podcast, and if I find a really good podcast, I'll go right back to day one, first episode, and start from there. I don't kind of pick up halfway through. I like to go back and get some context.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes it's funny because we're going back 2 years before I get anything close to what's happening in the world today. It's like I'm waiting for them to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I just love it because I can go from some of the podcasts I listen to are short, like 10 minutes, or some are 30 minutes, and they just flow together and my night flies by really fast.
Right.
And I have free Wi-Fi where I am, so I'm not killing my data plan. So it's great. I can kind of go through my episodes, and I feel like I'm learning stuff. And I open stuff and put stuff on shelves. That's basically all I do. That's
it's not
very hard at all.
Creative or difficult to know.
Mind numbing. Mm. So, but I have an abundance of cardboard around. So every time I get a really cool, like somebody says something or something hits me, or it's like, I need to go check this, or I need to learn more about this, I write it down, and I just stick it in my pocket. I come home with these little scrap pieces of cardboard.
Tucked in your front pocket of your lunch bag.
They're everywhere. I'm surrounded by these things.
I go to make your lunch, and I'm like, what's all this?
Yeah. So it's what it's doing for me is it's helping me learn. It's helping kind of engage that part of my brain and helping me to not just let time slip by, even at a job that's not very challenging, and giving me the opportunity to learn something. And so I'm looking forward to kind of taking that perspective into what we do and offering as much knowledge and as much ideas and suggestions to people that we can.
So yeah, because like, I mean, one thing I was thinking when you were talking was just because we're new now to this podcast, they have been around for a long time. It's the same with anything. We, you know, when we started our business, it was like, why haven't anybody done this before? You know, even though there's things around there. And so now we're at that point where we're 7 years in to our business. But, you know, even 2 years ago, it's like, you know, what's a podcast? And so as things, as you start to open up your circle of things and ideas and learning, you start to realize what's out there and what's available. And it just helps you expand and grow. And so
I think coming into podcast creation, you can't come into this thinking you have to have it all figured out and then start, because
you'd never start.
If you don't grow as a person listening to and creating podcasts, then what's the point of doing a podcast?
Right.
We are going to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Just like I listen to all these other podcast episodes and listen to the hosts there. They also grow and change.
Right.
And they'll, like in episode 5, they'll say something. Episode 200, they come back and say, you know what? Episode 5, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. I now think this way.
Right.
So things are going to change, grow. And even the feedback from an audience as people listen also helps you grow and change and maybe expand your thoughts on a topic.
Definitely.
So as we share our thoughts, opinions, and our suggestions, they might change over time, but right now this is what we're dealing with, this is what we're facing, and we think it might be helpful for you. So that's kind of why we're throwing this out there.
Perfect.
We're not experts, we're not professionals, but we do have some things that we think we can share that will help you. So today's episode, now that we got through all that,
yeah,
so let's start off, like we talked about before, let's do that quote.
Yep.
The other podcasts do this. I think it's a super idea. So let's try that for us again.
Okay. So last week our initial intro, we had talked about a quote. This one is author unknown. It is, the best way to get something done is to just start. So again, like we've already been saying, you know, you can read books and listen and watch all the how-to manuals of what to do and how to do it and how to make it done, get it done and get it done right. But if you don't actually take that first step and start, you're never gonna, I don't think you'll ever get there. So you have to take that leap of faith. You have to take that jump. And so the best way to get something done is to just start. So starting our business, for instance, we started in 2014. So for us, that is 7 years ago.
So okay, go back to that moment in time where we decided to start a small business, our job situation at that moment, and what we were facing and why we needed another source of income.
Right.
Because I think that's kind of important.
Yes. So for us, Dave and I myself had a full-time job. I went down to part-time. I had a second part-time job and I ended up getting hired at the job I'm at now. But I had three part-time jobs, all of which worked together, believe it or not, to add up to about a 40-hour week.
Some days you do multiple jobs in the same day.
So I sometimes did three jobs in one day.
It was crazy.
So most of them were two jobs, and like Monday to Friday was the two jobs, and on the weekends was the third. So
and we have kids and everything.
Three young children,
yeah.
You know, all still struggling through school. And so that was my life. And then you were working at least two.
I was up to three as well.
You were almost two.
So between the two of us, we had six part-time jobs.
Right.
And we're
accumulating maybe a 40-hour week each,
roughly,
we were lucky. And so with that, we were like, okay, well, like who's going to hire me a fourth job?
And we didn't really have a benefit plan at that point.
No, because all of these part-time jobs, the government loves you because
you're in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, but for us, it sucked because you got taxes taken off of everything. You have no benefits. There's no.
You got to take your kids to the dentist.
That's right. You're paying for everything, and you're working to just pay for the next thing. And so for us, we thought, okay, what can we do as a side hustle in home, but that's not going to cost us anything. What can we do to be creative, maybe make something and sell it?
Because I was at the point too where I was just going to go flip hamburgers.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I even tried a fourth job and I came home and went, you know what? I can make something here at the house in shorter amount of time for more money.
Yeah.
And work here in my house than I can going to that other job and trying to squeeze it into my three other jobs. We were able to sell a few things here and there. And our idea that became is, you know, let's start recycling these products. We didn't want to, we weren't really sure if we were going to start a business. It was more of a way to make money at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But it quickly became, you know, hey, you guys are good at that. You should make this. You should make this.
Yeah, and people gave us more suggestions initially than anything.
So from our humble little one-car garage in the backyard, we just started making some stuff for people. And then our word got around. We got our stuff into like a little farmer's market kind of barn thing. And customer traffic found us because we were doing something that was different. And then we focused on our name. And that's where we came up with Upcycle Canada.
Right.
I really wish I could have talked to myself back then because I would have congratulated ourselves because we picked a name that now listening to people who are experts, they confirm that we picked the right name back in 2014 because we have a name that is universal for Canada and captures what we do.
Exactly.
So it's very simple to remember. It sounds good on a website or on a radio commercial, on a podcast.
Absolutely.
And fast forward all the way to today.
Yes, exactly.
Now we have a little storefront. We did the vendor events. We traveled. We did 30 to 40 events a year on weekends.
Oh, easily.
On weekends. Sometimes we were in two places on the same day.
Yes.
Like we were just, and we're still working full time at that point.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
So we kind of had that mentality. So we just kept going and going and going. And for us, it's kind of cool because most recently we hired our first employee ever.
Yes.
She came into the store as a customer, came in and did classes, came in and shopped and bought stuff for her family.
She called it her store.
Yeah, she claimed our store.
Her family would come in to buy something for her. She'd get the gift and she's like, what were you doing in my store without me?
That was at 14 years of age.
Crazy.
14.
14.
And so we did the best thing possible. We hired her.
Yes.
And if you ever see our social media, you will see her. Paige is amazing. And I know she listens to the podcast. So Paige, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
But she is super. And she's passionate. She helps us on our TikTok. She helps two old birds like us to be semi-relevant.
She did her TikTok dance. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And you'll see lots more from Paige because she's just wonderful. And she does classes, too,
with our
kids that come in. She does kids' classes. Super, 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 super. And she turned 15 recently, and she's just wonderful. So, for us, that's like a huge win to come from a business that started in a backyard, in a garage, making one or two things. To do the vendor shows as a side hustle and now into a storefront.
And I think the reason why we even started the store over 2 years back was from now is because we had people because we are on social media and we have all the photos of some of the stuff we, you know, when we have a booth set up at a vendor show, we would, you know, people could see, or we do a video blurb of where we're at that day and stuff like that. And so people would see our video and see what we're selling and be like, hey, and they'd call us up and go, or send us an email or something and say, hey, the sign that you had hanging up behind you on the board, you know, where can I get that? Where's your store?
Yeah. Or the events.
When's your next
event? You guys have a store?
Yeah. And so we had people calling us and literally coming to our house wanting to shop out of our living room.
Yeah. Our driveway. Yeah. They just show up.
And we're like, okay, I think we need to take that next step. So again, you know, what was my quote again? So the best way to get something done is to just start. So that was the next step for us we got to just jump in and open a store. And so
job-wise at that point, you're now full-time.
One job.
You're one job full-time. I was one job full-time.
Yes.
So it was kind of like, hey, finally we got back to the one both job
benefits,
full time.
Yeah, benefits and all that. Yep.
And it was like the entrepreneurial spirit in me was like, really? This is it?
Is this where we're at now? We're both full time benefits.
I push you a little bit further
I
here?
Know.
And I remember telling Jan, you know, I'm going to quit my job.
Right.
And we're going to open the store. And it was just like,
it was kind of like our future. This is our dream job, our business, and hoping that it'll be our life and our future, you know, to sustain us, you know, well, at least one income.
Yeah.
You know, my job, you know, is wonderful. And so having, it was easier for Dave to take that step of quitting and starting the business. And so we signed a 3-year contract and jumped in and
so now we have a lease on a storefront and we have to honor that. So, and then like 4 weeks after we had our grand opening, COVID hit and we shut our doors.
Yep.
And we're still paying for the store.
We were open for 4 weeks.
Yep. 4 weeks. Yeah.
And people are like, oh, are you going to just quit? And we're like, we signed a 3-year contract.
And
I don't think we can quit.
We are entrepreneurs. So
we don't
do you
quit.
Just quit? No, there's no, I don't know if there's a quit.
No.
Well, I have this idea.
I totally wish there was a quit. There's so many times.
So there's going to be a picture that I'm going to be posting soon. And depending on when you listen to the podcast, it might be far off in the past, but it's going to show a punch clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to say entrepreneurs, punch clock not included. Because in our world, give up a 40-hour a week job to work 80 to 90 hours a week.
Exactly. Like we've heard, you know, you give up your full-time Monday to Friday, you know, 40 hours a week job to do your own business. Now you're working 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Basically, you're on call, you're up late, you're working on somebody's custom order.
Recording a podcast,
whatever, trying to find sleep and eat in between all of that stuff.
And you still have life. You still have things. You still have appointments. You still have to do the laundry,
exactly.
Groceries,
somebody,
everything everybody else has to do.
Yeah.
Yep. All that stuff. Occasionally you sleep.
That's right. I sometimes wish if we didn't have to sleep, we could accomplish so much more.
Well, even when I'm sleeping, I've got the next idea,
true.
Which
is like I mentioned in
annoying.
The first intro that you're barely out of bed and you're like, oh, I got a whole plan.
It's annoying to be honest.
And there's, believe it or not, there's a notepad and pen beside the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So I've learned to keep a pen and paper with me now all the time too, because there's times where I'll come up with, I always have a notepad and pen. I even came home with the pen in my pocket today from work. So because it's just sort of something I've learned to do for me. Not being the entrepreneur like Dave is, it's been harder for me to, another idea, you know, so, but you know what, it's nice to work together because I'm a list person. I like that to-do list of give me 10 tasks and like, I'll conquer them all.
Yeah. We're actually going to have a whole podcast dedicated to this.
That's
because
cool.
I think, if you are in a relationship or know somebody who's an entrepreneur and you're not, I think Jen can give you some amazing tips on just how to negotiate that as a relationship.
Right.
Whether you're friends or your spouse,
whatever, right?
But how you can kind of navigate that.
Yeah.
And for the flip side, for somebody like me who has 10 million ideas in a moment and you don't know what to do with them, I get lost in my brain and I have a hard time kind of just doing the steps to get them complete. So I need Jen to kind of help me be balanced and Jen needs me to help balance her.
Right.
So it's a great combination.
Because like you're like the introverted entrepreneur in a sense.
Yeah, that's another episode.
But I'm like the social butterfly and I could talk to anybody and everybody. And yet I'm the least like, I do the least amount of the social media part of it. And
it's
that's
funny,
all
right?
Your thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're like the behind the scenes kind of out there. And I'm like in up in the front. Like I'm totally cool with meeting new people and all that kind of stuff. So.
I think for our business and even for our podcast, when we did a search, when we first set up the podcast, I just did a quick upcycle search. I found a couple episodes here and there. Not really something that was kind of in what we do as an everyday.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, we got to jump on this. That's why we did the episode, the trailer right away. Let's just get our spot, claim our spot, and let's build it out from there.
That's
so
right.
Don't wait. Don't wait to start. Just start. That's yeah. kind of how we attack that.
I think for what makes us different, first of all, is like for what we do generally for Upcycle Canada, and not that this will be all the topics won't be about us and what we do every time, but for us and what makes us different is the fact that we don't buy the wood that we use. We find everything. And I think that makes us unique because every piece that we make is completely different. We might polish off, let's say, five things of the same quote on a signboard, but every single one of them is different. So because the wood's different. So, but we don't buy the wood. We never have bought the wood. We use broken furniture pieces, headboards, like Dave said. We even had a kids' party class, and all four pieces of the board that came for that party were all from one headboard. And so to share that with the students when they come to class and go, oh my gosh, like this is so neat. Like this used to be somebody's headboard in your bedroom. And now it's now a hand-painted sign for them that they did themselves in a class. Yeah. So.
Yes, everything has a story.
That's right.
That's our customers love that kind of interaction.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I think I think that's what makes us different. For one is the fact that we don't buy that stuff. We have unique pieces, and we were able to be creative with what customers want. The customers themselves have asked us, and actually that's given us a lot of new ideas, is the fact that they'll have an idea and say, well, I've always wanted this quote. Do you think you could do it? And like I said in the first intro, you know, I'll give Dave a picture of something and you know, can you do this? And it's like, okay, sure, I'll give it a shot. And you're only going by a photo. So we often will get that though. So I think the custom order part of what we do is a huge benefit for us. To create special things, unique one-of-one things for them, and no one else will have it.
Head over to our social media sites, our website, upcyclecanada.ca. You can see that's probably the easiest way to find all our social media platforms instead of trying to name them all off. But generally, if you do a Google search, just type in Upcycle Canada. You'll find us, and go take a look, and you'll see some of our past projects. You'll see some of the vendors we've incorporated into our store that kind of come along with us and have the same message, kind of the same approach to how they do their business. And just kind of get a sense of what Upcycle Canada is. And you'll see our faces. You'll see our, you'll meet Paige when if you watch any of our social media stuff. And you kind of get a sense of who we are as people. And like I said, we want to be real. We want to help you in any way possible. So if you ever have an idea for a podcast episode, if you ever have a suggestion for us, let us know and give us that kind of feedback. We'd really appreciate that.
That would be
awesome. So looking ahead, Jen, we're going to jump into episode 2 here in a couple seconds.
Yep.
What's coming up?
So the next one would be what this podcast is for us and who we hope to reach. So
yeah, we're going to be talking to you directly.
Yes.
So wonderful. Looking forward to that.
That'd be great.
Have a good week.
We look forward to chatting again.
All right.
Till
next time.
Until next time. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.